Hey everybody, this is Hunter Williams. I hope you are doing amazing wherever you are at in the world. Today's video is going to be a comprehensive use guide on Selenq, which is a nootropic peptide. And Selenq is commonly known as being the anti-anxiety peptide. It's usually paired with C-Max in order to get like a very calm-driven focus, but you can use it in conjunction to reduce anxiety, so it is an anxiolytic. So today I'm just going to teach you everything you need to know about how to use it, and I'm going to give you a background on the origins, where it came from, the mechanisms of how it works, what the benefits are, if there's any side effects you should look out for, and then also the dosage and other peptides you can stack it with. So as in traditional fashion on how I do my use guides, this is going to be everything you should know about Selenq. So one of the most crippling problems in the world today is anxiety. And I think before you reach for that SSRI or before you reach for those benzos, you should at least try some peptides, because they don't have the habit forming effects that some of those others do. And they don't cause any of the like terrible cascade of negative downstream side effects that many of those do. But the Matrix also doesn't want you using peptides. They would rather you be on petroleum distillate medicine from Big Pharma. So look that up, petroleum distillate medicine, if you want to go down the rabbit hole. But that being said, today we're just going to kind of talk about Selenq. So before I jump into everything, if you want my reference guide called the Peptide Cheat Sheet, you can click on the link down below and that will take you to sign up for my email list. If you don't like getting informational, helpful emails, feel free to unsubscribe at any time. But basically, I just announce when I come out with new videos and also just other like informational tidbits I like to send out. So you can download that below. And then also all the other links to our private community with Jay Campbell and I. And some of the other links are down there below. Also, too, just a quick update, Zero Oats is looking like it's going to be back in stock soon. Basically, I had to get a new monk fruit supplier. If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, you can just look up ZeroOats.com. It's on Amazon. It's through the website. It's basically a sugar-free oatmeal that I created, but it's been out of stock for a long time now and had to go through finding a new monk fruit supplier and then reformulating it to make sure that the new monk fruit tasted the same, blah, blah, blah. I know you guys don't care, but stay on the lookout for that, and I will be announcing that via my email list and probably a YouTube video when that comes out soon. So without further ado, I'm going to pull up my screen and we're just going to walk through everything you should know about how to use Selenq to reduce anxiety and improve cognitive function. So let's jump into it. So this is Selenq. So this is going to be everything you should know about Selenq. And after watching this video, you should be able to use Selenq out on your own and never have to watch any of my other videos again, at least about Selenq. So in the world of nootropics and peptides, Selenq stands out as a compound with notable potential in treating anxiety, improving cognitive functions, and enhancing overall well-being. But mostly this is known as the anxiety-reducing peptide, which is something I get asked a lot about. And very few people... Well, not very few, but like most people just aren't familiar with Selenq. So where did it come from? It was developed by the Institute of Molecular Genetics of the Russian Academy of Sciences. And as lots of good things, they come out of Russia. It was basically created in the late 1990s in Russia and is a synthetic analog of the naturally occurring tetrapeptide tufsin. It was aimed to produce anxiolytic effects, which is basically an anti-anxiety drug without the traditional therapy side effects like some of the other ones that are so popular today. And it's part of a series of peptides intended to influence the immune system as well. Structurally, it's based on tufsin, which is this tetrapeptide, to retain its immune-enhancing properties. And the development was motivated by the need for safer anxiolytic compounds. And basically, it's designed to offer both cognitive and immune system benefits. So most people use this for anxiety, but one of the benefits is that it helps the immune system, which is in turn going to help anxiety because it's reduce inflammation with the body, which most people have anxiety because they have inflammation in the brain anyway. So it represents a novel approach to anxiety and cognitive disorder treatment. And this also reflects Russia's ongoing interest in peptide research for therapeutic use. I say what you will about Russia, but they are the king of peptides, and much will you know about peptides and peptide bioregulators come straight from Mother Russia, as they say. Now, what are the mechanisms of action? So it basically modulates the expression of interleukin-6, and it affects T helper cell cytokines balance. This is going to then influence monoamine neurotransmitter concentrations and increases brain-derived neurotrophic factors. I did another video on Cmax recently about how it increases BDNF. Selenq is going to do the same thing. It also impacts the central nervous system to exert anxiolytic effects. So a lot of times anxiety comes from this like central nervous system overstimulation or inflammation that happens. So it's going to work to calm the central nervous system, which there's a lot of other things. You don't need drugs to calm your central nervous system, but this can definitely help. As with Cmax, Cmax also does this. It enhances synaptic neurotransmission. It's also going to promote neuroplasticity, which is basically the ability to change the brain, wire and fire new neurons in the brain, And then because of its structural basis on tufsin, it's going to induce immune modulating properties on the body. This one, which C-Max, at least not that I came across, does, it may modulate GABAergic and glutamatergic neurotransmission pathways and demonstrates a complex interaction with various neurotransmitter systems for therapeutic effects. So it does a lot to our brain. So what are some of the benefits? It reduces anxiety without causing sedation. So a lot of things like benzos, which I've never used, so I can't really speak to any personal experience, but a lot of these like anxiolytic compounds just kind of like dull you and then also make you sedated, and whether that's asleep or they just make you like a glassed over, you know, NPC person. It does that without causing those effects. It improves cognitive function, including memory and attention. Like I said, it also modulates the immune system, which again is going to help reduce inflammation, which is just going to make your brain that much more in a better mood. Anyway, it possesses neuroprotective effects, safeguarding neurons from damage. It enhances mood and has potential antidepressant properties. So not only is it anxiolytic, but it also helps work stem the tide of depression, which is something that I dealt with, you know, a good part of my life. And that to me was because of my hormonal deficiency that I was experiencing because of the amount of traumatic brain injury I experienced from playing football. Also, I'm sure some life circumstances, but it definitely has antidepressant properties. And just what I always like to remind people is like, before you go the route of like these crazy pharmaceutical medications to improve anxiety or improve depression or whatever, like look into some of these peptides. You have nothing to lose. There's like hardly any side effects. You can use it. And if it doesn't work, okay, then go to your doctor and do whatever your crazy nitwit doctor says. But I didn't say that. But anyway, it's, you know, one of those things. It just helps. So it's going to increase levels of BDNF, which promote neuronal growth and differentiation. BDNF, you know, as the biohackers all like to say, is like miracle growth for the brain. But when it comes to anxiety and depression, it's going to help stem the tide of that because it just makes you feel better. It also shows potential improving stress resilience. So if you are in a job that is very cognitively demanding or stressful or whatever, it kind of helps add in that resilience that you would need. So it could also aid in the treatment of sleep disorders. You know, it's a lesser known from that. And I don't know that I necessarily like have derived any benefit from that per se. But you know, that's one thing that at least like chemically speaking is supposed to help do. Again, it's going to improve learning processes and cognitive ability and relax, the addictive potential of traditional anxiolytic compounds. So that's where it really shines as opposed to some of these, you know, pharmaceutical medications. So are there any side effects? Well, of course there's always side effects. There's side effects of living and breathing air, but it's got a low toxicity profile compared to conventional anxiolytics. In some cases, it could cause mild fatigue and drowsiness, but I think that just comes from the anxiolytic effect. Again, it's very non-sedative from that standpoint, but you know, everyone responds a little bit differently, especially to some of these more nootropic peptides. There can be, you know, across the internet, I've seen reports of transient feelings of discomfort or just like not feeling great on it. Which again, like with nootropic peptides or anything that affects the brain, there's just so much variability. It's hard to say like everyone's going to respond in a certain way. It's well tolerated with very few adverse effects. Obviously we haven't been using these that long, so we just don't know like long-term side effects if there are any. There's very minimal risk of dependency or withdrawal, none that I have heard of or could find. Side effects are typically mild and decrease with continued use. You know, there's no impact on motor functions or cognitive decline. So you could use this during the day and not have to worry about like driving a car or operating machinery or anything like that, that, you know, some other of these medications you would want to look out for. It's suitable for individuals sensitive to traditional anxiolytic side effects. And, this is one of the reasons why, you know, it has potential, but in terms of like being patented in, it's just not going to be one that they can make a lot of money off of. So what are the dosages? So it's administered via sub-Q injection or nasal spray. Now, as I will always default to sub-Q injection, I talk about nasal spray, but I just don't recommend it because I don't like snorting stuff up my nose. But sub-Q injection is going to be 100 to 300 micrograms of Celenc once a day, first thing in the morning. You can do it intranasally via nose spray, which is 750 to 1,000 micrograms once a day. So for ease of use, most Celenc is going to come in a 5-milligram vial. And what you would do is add 2 milliliters of water to that vial. It's now 2.5 milligrams per milliliter of water. If you want to do 100 micrograms, you would do around 5 units. That's just how much you would do. Use a peptide calculator, download the peptide cheat sheet for reference guide, but just so it's out there and so you have it, that's what I would do. I'm not telling you what to do with your life, but the optimal dosage may vary based on individual's response and needs. I always say start low and go slow. So start at 100 micrograms, work up to, you know, 300 micrograms. I don't feel like I need to go that high, but usually 100 micrograms will do the trick for me. And again, with these like dosings kind of all over the place, I just wouldn't really go over 300 micrograms. I don't know that you're going to get much more benefit out of that. And obviously this is all anecdotal. And what I recommend is cycle for 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. You could use these every day, but I think of them more as like, as with all peptides, you can just build up a tolerance to them. So use for 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, or you could use C-Max and then go to Solank, or you could use Solank and then go to C-Max, whatever you want to do. But just don't do it every day because it's just going to become, you know, ineffective after, you know, 8 to 12 weeks. So what would you want to stack it with? So commonly stack with C-Max. I like C-Max, Link, and Tesofensine. If you use those and you don't feel better, there's probably something else going on there and you're going to want to get your blood work done, your hormones checked, because in my experience, those all three together, that's like, you know, magic elixir. I also like to add in L-theanine for calm and focus. I do take that a lot, especially if I feel anxious or maybe I took too much caffeine or something like that. It works really well. Also, another one I don't really talk about, but I'm a huge fan of, is teocrine. And that's one that just gives you like really good energy. That's one that I'll take if it's like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. and I've got a lot of work to finish or try to do, or maybe I'm doing a live show or something like that, and I got to be on my A game. Teocrine is amazing because it helps you focus, but it doesn't increase your heart rate, and it doesn't like overstimulate you, because you can go to bed, you know, within, you can go to bed right after taking it and not have any problems, but it just gives you like a very calm, driven, focused. So if you combine all those, and then obviously lastly, hormonal optimization is the key, because when we're talking about depression, when we're talking about anxiety, all those things, a lot of times that stems from inflammation in the brain. And then that stems from a hormonal deficiency. And in my experience, like hormonal deficiency fixed my anxiety and depression far beyond any nootropic or any other thing that I've taken before. So these are more of the icing on the cake peptides that, like, once all of the foundational pillars are in place, that you want to add to the mix. So that is it for the slides. And that's going to be everything you need to know about using Solank. So obviously the big stack is Solank with C-Max. That's going to reduce anxiety, increase focus, increase mood, increase cognition. But you can also throw in those other things, you know, tesofensine, L-theanine, teocrine, some of the other ones that I mentioned on the C-Max video for memory learning and focus. So again, if you're hormonally optimized and then you're using these agents periodically or cycling them on and off, I don't see how you just can't feel amazing and you can't feel focused all the time. But again, that's going to come down to diet, lifestyle, training. You want all those foundational pillars in place before you go reaching and grabbing for some of these things. I always kind of preface the nootropic peptides discussions that I have with, like, are you doing the foundational things right first and then using these to give you that extra edge? Are you building a business? Are you a creator? Are you an entrepreneur where you need like that little extra edge to give you the creativity and the motivation in order to like go the extra mile to create content that, you know, might not get you paid today, but will get you paid in the long run and builds like the library of information and knowledge that you have in your head that goes out into help people or whatever it is. You could be building a business or whatever. These are like those performance enhancing things. I will say, you know, Tony Hughes does a really good job of talking about this, is saying is a day natty is a day wasted, but like all of the best entrepreneurs are not natural. They are using these agents, whether they are hormones, whether they are peptides, whether they are like any of these other like biohacking devices or whatever, they are using them to get an edge. And if that's something that you want, you know, I'm not like huge on like trying to like outcompete like, you know, the top entrepreneurs in the world or whatever. I have like a very specific mission and thing I want to build with my life. And I'm just competing with myself to be the best version of myself and like try to build what I want to build, which is to make the world a healthier, more prosperous place. But all these people are using these things in order to get the most out of their body and mind. And, I'll just say like the environment we live in today is not natural. So you are not natural by default because of the environment we live in today. So I think it's almost a requirement to use some of these agents like peptides, like hormones, like Solank, like Cimax or whatever it is to like help our mind and help our body and help our spirit really live out to the full potential. And you know, at the end of the day, you want to know that you left it all on the field. So that's all I'll say for this one. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or if I said anything wrong, or you want to like criticize me, definitely drop that down below. Want that to be an open forum in the comments for people to, you know, like questions, you know, criticize me, whatever that is. I take no personal offense to that. I'm just trying to get the message out there. So please drop that down below. And then, you know, as always, if the comments aren't there, just know that I didn't turn them off. YouTube might do that for whatever reason. But anyway, appreciate you guys. Much love. Thank you so much to all the amazing subscribers, supporters, and everything of the channel and the people on my email list. And I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.